This is a group water scheme that is private, that wasn't taken over by the council, so does not belong to Irish Water now. So we've been out all morning. They tried to fit a number of them. They successfully fitted two. We then negotiated with them in the sense that we've told them blankly that they weren't for moving one way or another and that they couldn't continue to work. So their foreman or the boss came in and we've now negotiated with them that they're pulling out. So what they're doing now is taking out what they've done and reinstating the ground and leaving it as it was. I know they're heading for Anagra now. There's one in the housing estates there that we were told by the workers that where they're heading. I've been speaking to the residents there and they're organising now to also stop them.
And are you heading there?
Well, I, as a local councillor, it's the constituency where I represent and it's what the people want me to do. So yes, we will be going over there to stop them again. The reality is here in West Donegal, no more different than anywhere else, that we have massive unemployment, huge immigration. People are struggling as it is. When we see bank holiday weekends, not every bank holiday weekend, but people come home from Scotland or England, you know, for the weekend to see their family. Families, people are forced to leave here. Money's very, very tight as it is. And now they're expecting us to pay water when we know pay for water again. We know that the end goal here is about privatising water to make people more wealthier. So what I'd be saying is, and I listened to your interview there with the Independent there, yes, there's a massive sea of anger out there. I believe that what's happening now is the government is really wobbling at this stage because they know the huge opposition. They're coming into a general election shortly. And I would call now on Fianna Fáil to do similar to what Sinn Féin has done, is to call it a red line issue for entering government, that they would refuse to go into government if the government, the party, and power, the party that has the biggest majority to form a government is to continue with Irish Water, is to continue with water tax. So I'd be calling on Fianna Fáil now to publicly state that they're against. See, Fianna Fáil says they're against Irish Water, right? But they're not coming out saying that they're against water tax. And unfortunately, unlike Sinn Féin, they've come out very early. They've stated their position on it and that they'll scrap Irish Water. And they'll also get rid of water tax. I would be calling on Fianna Fáil now to publicly state the same thing. And if they don't, I would call on people not to vote for them.
You're sounding very friendly towards Sinn Féin this morning, Councillor.
No, I'm not sounding very friendly towards Sinn Féin. If I believe when somebody has to be praised, they must be praised. And when I believe they need to be challenged, they need to be challenged. And Sinn Féin, and I've said this on the media a number of times, is that Sinn Féin have pulled a red line on this here, and I do believe them, and I've said that in your own programme, that I do believe them when they go into, if they go into government, that they will scrap water tax.
Okay, but where will you be? Where will you be, Councillor, whenever and if ever attachment orders are put onto people's social welfare payments and wages to pay these bills that you are telling them not to pay?
Well, what transfer will I be?
Well, where will you be? Well, you won't be there to help them out whenever they're getting their money taken out of their social welfare. And,
isn't this what's going to happen? Let's be realistic here. We don't know if this is what's going to happen.
Well, there's a cabinet meeting. Yes, you just heard the discussion there.
Absolutely, yes. But the reality, well, look, the reality is, what are you expecting me to pay for the people's fines or pay the hundreds of thousands out there? Let's be realistic. I'll be where I have been on the property tax and the household tax, continuously organising against it. It's an unjust tax. It's a tax on the poor. We already pay for water. We pay it through our general taxation. We saw in the late 90s with the opposition to water that they scrapped it and then put it on our cars and the VAT. This government is desperate at the moment. They know they're coming into election, as most politicians are. They're greedy for power, and they'll do anything to try to deal with this before the next election.
Okay, so Micheál, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good
morning, Slán. Councillor Micheál McGillivray-Aspeg there, joining us on the line. Another standoff, this time in the west of the county.